As you may have noticed, we've been trying to explain financial developments on this program, developments that seem to make no sense, and we often end up using financial terms that seem to make no sense. So we've been trying to define them, terms like leverage, and today's term, counterparty risk. That's the risk that someone involved in a business deal will not be able to make good on a loan. NPR's Chris Arnold tells us more.
Here's one way this counterparty risk issue is being described. It's like you're in a room full of 100 people and one of them has a fatal disease. If you touch them or do business with them, you're dead. So even though most of the people around you are fine, you can't risk touching anybody.
People have been frozen by fear, and banks have been frozen, and they've stopped lending to one another.
Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at a major regional bank based in Pittsburgh, PNC Financial Services Group. He explains that the government is now guaranteeing a big part of the lending between banks that keeps the economy chugging along, in effect inoculating those who are willing to lend banks money.
With the government saying, look, if you just happen to come in contact with that one, we're going to cure you. We're going to make sure that their problems, their disease isn't transmitted to you, that you're not going to lend them money and not get paid back.
It's a really big problem that this lending between banks and other big financial players has frozen up. As the banking system seizes, it's unable to pump money normally.
And this is why we care about capital markets differently from a lot of other industries.
Matt Slaughter is a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
When the borrowing and lending breaks down, that constrains the ability of automobile companies, restaurants, schools, local governments to fund their day-to-day operations of meeting payroll, paying their vendors, buying the new capital equipment.
So schools don't get built. Companies can't expand and hire more workers. Unemployment rises. Not good stuff when we're heading into a recession. And at least some of that is due to this problem of counterparty risk. Nobody in banking knows if that other party, the counterparty, is safe. That's why Sheila Bair, the head of the FDIC, moved to guarantee those loans made to banks.
The overwhelming majority of banks are strong, safe, and sound. But a lack of confidence is driving the current turmoil, and it is a lack of confidence that these guarantees are designed to address.
But some think the moves may not go far enough to jumpstart the banking system.
To be able to lend money, you have to have money.
Will Aston Reese is a vice president at Tradition Asial Securities, which runs a trading desk that normally arranges billions of dollars in loans for major banks every day.
One of the biggest sources of funding for the banks in terms of deposits are the money market funds.
These are the funds that a lot of Americans park their money in, and they've got several $1 trillion to invest. But that source of funding has almost totally dried up for the banks. That's because of another perceived risk. Even though the government has guaranteed money market funds, people still might panic and pull out their money. And if that happens, the money funds need cash to pay their customers back. So they're sitting on a mountain of cash and not lending it out. Gus Sauter is chief investment officer for the giant mutual fund company Vanguard. He says that there's been a tiny bit of improvement here, but
Things are still quite locked up. You do still have a kind of a log jam.
So Sauter thinks the government needs to take even more action.
The sooner the better, because what we're seeing now is that the financial market crisis is bleeding over into the real economy, and that just continues to build every day.
Sauter says there's one thing that could help a lot. He says the government could make cash available if the money funds needed it. Then that mountain of cash that they're sitting on just in case could come off the sidelines and get back into the economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.